Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Jody.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Look, I just wanted to call and talk to you and go over a couple of your QAs that you had.
Okay.
I know Tiffany had tried to get with you, and she'd missed you, and then, you know, she's off for the rest of the week. So I wanted to go ahead and get with you and address them so that way you know what you did, and then that way you can, you know, prevent from doing it again in the future. And then that way, if you have any questions about anything. Okay, so I'm going to start off with the easiest stuff. And just so you know, any of these calls that I'm referring to, there's three of them. Any of them that you would like to hear, I'll be more than glad to send to you if you would like to hear them.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me go back and pull it up. Okay, so this one is from this past week. It was a quantum impact call, and they scored you a 90 on your QA on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you saw it on your daily report.
Yeah, is that the hold time thing?
Yeah, that was one for the hold time, but she did get that disputed for you. Okay, so that one, I did want to make sure that you knew she did get that disputed because it wasn't over 30 seconds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one, let's see, that was the 90, the diversified. This one was, let's see, that was QA'd on Monday, which was the first. So this one was a diversified call, and they scored you an 80 on that one for offering closed saves.
Offering closed. Okay. Well, okay, talk to me.
Okay. So a lot of people don't understand what that is, and so I'm just going to explain it to you the best way I know how. And, of course, ask questions if you have them. Basically, a closed save is when you are given the customer the option to cancel. So just say you're the customer calling in and you're wanting to cancel. If I offer you a 35% discount going forward and you say no, and then you follow up with, well, not even if I make it a 50%, they look at that as a closed save because it's like you're still giving them an option to cancel. So the best way to word your verbiage on your saves is to make it sound like you're offering them a deal. Instead of saying something like, not even if, you would want to say, how about I do this for you? How about I include my personal discount and make that 50% going forward?
Okay. All right. So instead of asking them type thing, do I say, what I'll do is... I mean, can
right.
I say that? Okay.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That's it. Dead on. Right there.
Right.
Because if not, they're going to continue to get you QA-wise. And
yeah.
I know you don't want to see that happen. And we don't want to see it happen either. Because I want y'all to get y'all's QA bonus.
I'm an overachiever. So I don't really like any negativity on my little bit. So I'm all for suggestions.
Look. Hey, when I was on calls, I was the same way, I promise you. So I totally get it. Because I'd be like, wait a minute, what is this? What did I do? Why? I know I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? What are they saying I did? But, so just make it always sound like you're offering them a deal. Just make sure, I'm not saying that you do this, just make sure you stay away from, like, agreeing to cancel the account before you've offered
that.
Your save.
I do say I can, like, if they say, well, I want to cancel, I'm guilty. I say, I can help you with that. Well, let's you know, I do, and that's probably
a good thing. We'll see. They had got me at one point for doing the same thing, and I'm like, well, what am I supposed to tell them? No, I'm not going to cancel their account.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's really a play with words. So what I started doing after that point, because like yourself, I like to see all 100s beside my name. So, but what I would start saying is, because some of them would try to hem you up and they'd be like, can you cancel this account for me? So what I would say is, I'll be glad to assist you with the account. Because that way I'm not saying I'm going to cancel. I'm not agreeing, you know, that kind of thing. So by just telling them that you will be glad to assist them with their account, you're answering them, and that usually pacifies them. So.
Okay.
And then it doesn't mess up your QA too.
Okay.
So that was that one. And then there was one more that you had, and this was from the week before, the week of the 22nd through the 28th, through February 28th. But this one was a Gilbert call, and you did everything right on the call. You asked about the ads. You gave your product knowledge. You did really good on the call. The only thing was when you processed the refund, you did forget to tell the customer, you know, that their refund would reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
So just make sure that you are telling them that. The reason why that is so important is because a lot of the customers have it in their head that, okay, y'all took the money out right away, that the refund's going to come back immediately.
Yeah.
And if they don't see it, and you've told them that you're going to refund it, and then they don't see it right away, then they sometimes will go to their bank and dispute the charge.
Right.
So we try to avoid that. So that's it. As well as Tiffany, have noticed, you know, you've been doing a great job with your QAs and.
Okay.
Seem to be doing pretty well with Penguin. But those are just the 3 things I did want to go over with you today. Do you have any questions about anything?
No. Sometimes I catch myself, and then after I push that mute button, I'm like, damn it. You know, so I know most of the time when I'm making a mistake. I catch myself a lot. I talk too much sometimes. And, so I'm just as hard on myself. I'll work on those things there, and then
we don't want you to feel like we're fussing out at you when we call and talk to you. We just want to, you know, let you know, because like I was telling you, I want to know what I did wrong, why I didn't get 100 on that QA. Please tell me what I did so I don't do it again.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we do try to get with you and make sure that you do understand where you went wrong, and then give you some suggestions on how to do better going forward.
Right.
So
my thing, I would see the verbiage, and I questioned that a couple times, like, what does that mean? You know, there's so many verbs. What are you talking about, verbiage? So she did explain it to me, but she did explain it to me, and I think I corrected some of it, but this one here is a problem. So I need to start just saying, what I'll do is blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Instead of,
right. You
know, say, okay, yeah, I'm just so friendly and people pleaser that I can help you with that just slips on out. All right. So I'll work on those things.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yes,
ma'am. Let's see. And I did want to let you know, because Deonka had told me that she had messaged you about the training for retention 3 and 4. And since you do get off at 4 today, what we're going to do is we're going to actually wait till tomorrow. And I think more than likely it's going to be Jaquetta that gets with you. So don't want you to feel like you're in trouble or anything when she messages you to. So that's what that'll be. But all right, Miss Jody, if you don't have any more questions, I'm going to let you go. But if something comes up, or, you know, you think of something that, you know, you have a question about, you know, always feel free to reach out, okay?
I normally do. Hey, look, this is the 3 and 4 thing. It ain't going to be too, it ain't going to be too much like 1 and 2, is it? Or is it? Because I can hold off on the retention 3. I can hold off on that.
Yeah. Basically, what retention 3 is, it's this campaign we call Koala. And it's just like, and I know you've seen the, like, when you go through Connective, you know, some of the drop-down, like, when you choose the drop-downs, like, to go to Giga or Diversified or whatever, some of those tabs up there are for Koala. They have more, like I always tell people.
Am I going to have to argue with anybody at 7 a.m. on this Koala campaign? Like, not argue, but
it's
7 o'clock.
Yeah,
we might need to hold off on that.
It's regular retention. It's not like Penguin or anything.
let me get the hang of Penguin a little better. I can wait. I'm here. I can wait. Just whenever y'all feel comfortable, you think I'm ready. That's up to y'all, but I can wait. I'm just saying. I thought Sticky.io was some additional way to help locate that account. But if it means a retention 3, hey, I'm cool with holding on.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the Sticky.io is it is like another program for like instead of Connective, it's just like another trying to think of the word
another,
to use here.
Okay.
Like another program, I guess is the best word to use.
I tell you what,
has the account.
Let me get some QAs for that Penguin thing, and then if you don't mind, then we go to Koala. Can we do that? Like, let me make sure I've got this.
Do you know when you were trained on Penguin?
Yes. So today is the end of my last. Not today. Friday will be the end of my 2 weeks. For no QAs, and let me look at a calendar. Today's the 11th. So I came in on the 24th, 25th, 26th.
Okay. Okay. Let me run that by Dianca and see what she says, and I'll let you know. Because I can't make that call.
No problem. Either way, I'm cool with it. But just make sure I'm ready.
All right. I think you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't try to boost my head up. Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.